Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and around here, I just might do the dance of death, but I'm here for you. Is this a cowgirl's revenge, or am I just one of the boys? If you let love grow, then here's a heart to heart. Joy to the girls, because that potion notion can change it or get out and stay out. Joining us today are the usual 9-to-5ers. Including Kevin 5-to-9 Jaeger.
That took me way too long to figure out what show you were talking about.
Honestly, I wrote this so long ago, I had to figure it out while reading it too. Kimberly, our shine like the sun game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Oh, hello.
And with us today are three people, including a founder and president, a director of community, and a customer experience manager for Broadway Plus. Let's give a big Broadway-wasted welcome to friends of the show.
Friends of the show.
Nathaniel Hill, Ryan Murphy, and Bezzy Werbel.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. We really, really appreciate it and taking the time out of your day. So cheers. Cheers to you.
Cheers.
Yes.
And not
so let's get started with what are you drinking?
Are we drinking?
Just the cheap Pinot Project.
Little Pinot Project. We're all in the mood for a little red. Kevin ran out and grabbed us two bottles, so we're good to go.
One for him, one for you. And we're drinking out of our celebrating 5 years Broadway Plus cups because Broadway Plus just celebrated 5 years in the industry.
They did.
5 years.
Congratulations. So let's you know, there's a lot of... I forgot. I'm drinking black cherry sparkling water with tequila in it.
You poured it into the can again?
Mm-hmm.
So trashy. Kimberly, what are you drinking?
I have some Hudson Baby bourbon with a little water and lemon. Feeling good.
Wait, Nathaniel, have you done that before? Hmm? Nathaniel, have you poured alcohol into a seltzer can before?
I was pouring it into Truly, so I was really lit.
Oh, no. Wait, I have done that before as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's normal. I do it.
It's a level up from what Brian is doing right now.
Yeah,
Brian,
definitely.
Casual Monday. But on Friday,
absolutely.
You poured into a White Claw. Yeah.
Totally. Let's get started. Let's just go. let's start with you. Why don't we do some introductions on your end? Tell us a little bit about Broadway Plus and yourselves and kind of, you know, how you are all pieces of the puzzle that is Broadway Plus.
Great. My name is Nathaniel Hill. I'm the founder and president of Broadway Plus. I started the company a little more than 5 years ago now to create VIP experiences for Broadway. I've been in the industry 12 years now since my first internship at the producing office, followed by a slew of other internships and entry-level jobs. And I always, I was bad at working for other people, and I felt like it was time to try something and bring VIP experiences and a higher level of fan engagement to Broadway. And it's been quite a journey, of course, encompassing a lot of different sort of eras and adding a lot of capabilities, but haven't failed yet. And here we are now in the theater district right above the new drama bookshop with almost 20 people on our team.
Amazing.
And two of those people include...
Yeah, I can go. So I actually met Nathaniel my freshman year at Duke. He was a sophomore. He was a student producer on Rent. I was Maureen. And we basically just, you know, became fast friends. And he was one of my go-to people when I was moving to New York City to reach out to and kind of get an idea of how to pursue working in the theater industry. He got me my first job working at Sereno Coin. I actually took his job. He was leaving and I slipped right on in. And then since then I worked for two other startups. And then when the pandemic hit, Nathaniel reached out around May 2020 and I just kind of helped with Instagram and marketing materials and newsletters and just anything that I could, kind of applied my startup world expertise to Broadway Plus, and now here we are.
Cool.
The director of community.
Director of community.
And I am custom experience manager. I'm Betsy, and I have lived in New York for 25 years. I'm a little Midwestern girl from Shaker Heights, Ohio, who came to New York with big Broadway dreams, and I fulfilled them. I was on the national tour of Les Miserables about 9 months after college and did that for a long time, then went to Broadway, made my Broadway debut with the original company of Les Mis. And then I also went on to do the national tour of Wicked and then the Broadway company of Wicked for about 6 years. So I have about a 25-year career of two long-running Broadway musicals.
Cool.
Yeah, wow.
During, you know, I left Wicked in 2017 and I was trying to just find something new instead of having to do 8 shows a week at 47 years old. It just was getting hard and physically, you know, I had surgery and spine surgery and stuff like that. So I tried to find something new. I went into events right after Wicked and figured that it wasn't the right company to work for and kind of failed and burned quickly and was like, this is it for me. And then I started doing some nonprofit like concert planning and raising money for nonprofits. And it was great, but wasn't a lot of money. And I was starting to look for a part-time job at the pandemic. And I heard of Broadway Plus and I wrote a email to Nathaniel saying, hey, I'm Betsy. I did Les Mis and Wicked for a really long time. And it turns out he happened to know my name because he was an intern at the producer's office, which is amazing. And so
of Wicked. Many years before.
And I was still doing Wicked, yes. And he knew who I was. We interviewed and he hired me full time about 6 months later. And here we are. It's been about almost a year now here at Broadway Plus full time.
That's fantastic. Tell our listeners if they don't know, like, how would you describe Broadway Plus? What's your elevator pitch? Like, what can people do on there? Just a little bit more of that would be awesome.
Broadway Plus connects people with Broadway beyond the ticket, and also we do tickets too. I can think of to say it. The concept that I started with was helping shows provide official safe access to backstage tours and cast meet and greets. and monetizing those for people who were willing to pay for them. And out of that, I've just said yes to as many opportunities as I could. And we've grown the company into a lot of different departments. We have an online booking platform with over 600 artists where we book their time doing both virtual and in-person meet and greets and concert, like gig performances and educational workshops. We still do VIP experiences for Broadway. We're a group sales agency, which means if you have a few friends coming to a show together, we can help you get a discount on those tickets. And we're really just a resource for people who love Broadway and want to do more than just see a show and connect with it in a more enriching and exciting way.
And this is crazy because Broadway Plus, before pandemic hit, Broadway Plus was just you, Nathaniel, plus one other person?
That's correct. And sometimes an intern, yeah.
And then you
I was just about to ask is both of you said you were hired during the pandemic, which feels rare. So was there a pivoting moment that happened at that time?
Yeah. Can you talk about how you pivoted during pandemic where a lot of theater companies were really struggling the way that Broadway Plus really flourished?
Yes. I was just as scared as everyone else. And I had to refund $100,000 in experiences in a day. And it was terrifying, but I, you know, had no choice. I had to try something. And I said, you know, on one side, I have 3.5 years worth of experience and of clients, people who have spent a lot of money to connect with Broadway through me. And on the other side, I have a lot of artists and actors who really need help right now, who probably are willing to try some things out. And I sort of retrofitted my website. Thankfully, I knew how to do that really quickly to sell Zoom-based experiences in a sort of janky way. Now it's much better, but initially in a very janky way. And I asked the top actors that I knew, hey, do you want to try selling meet and greets online? They all said yes. And I just started marketing in every way that I could, reaching out one by one to top clients I worked with. And thankfully we got some traction pretty quickly, and students all over the world really wanted to meet their favorite Broadway stars. And it took off relatively quickly in hindsight. And I had Ali Weber on our team as an amazing associate who really encouraged me and helped troubleshoot and made it happen. And we've hired someone every month ever since.
Yeah, Nathaniel, really key decisions early on. I mean, one of the biggest ones was over the summer, completely redoing the website so that you can book directly on the website, not having to go through an email. That freed up a bunch of team members' times. And then also hiring Betsy, as you know, as much as word of mouth we were able to spread, really from the client side, Betsy was instrumental in coming on board and doing artist recruitment, just getting those 600 people onto our platform, and having her being such a seasoned Broadway face and name and being on these long running shows.
Street cred.
She knew everyone. And everyone. Yeah. It was great.
Cool. So great segue. You can check everything out on BroadwayPlus.com. So go to BroadwayPlus.com, browse everything, take a look at what's there, and reach out for any help you need right directly on that site. So that's BroadwayPlus.com.
See a lot of familiar faces, but mostly the one directly below mine.
Oh, he's below mine too.
And ours.
He's Kevin. He's in a separate room. He's in the same office.
I am actually in the Broadway Plus office right now because post-pandemic, Nathaniel was amazing to give me a second shot at working in the theater industry. And so here I am as part of the Broadway Plus team, even though they are in a separate room from me right now for logistical reasons. We are on the same team. And I've been here since the summer of 2021.
Kevin, do you know what is also in a room?
What, Brian? What's in a room?
Tuesdays in the corner with Kevin.
Kevin's corner.
Welcome to Kevin's Corner, the best part of the show, because it's my part of the show. And I can do literally whatever I want in this corner because it's my own little corner with my own little chair. So what we're going to do today is, because Broadway Plus has so many amazing artists on their platform. I mean, I know this because I'm a fan, not just because I work here, but they have over 600 Broadway artists on their platform that you can book for VIP and virtual and live experiences. So there's so many people. So you guys are now a casting team. And I am going to tell you a musical, and you are going to cast three characters from that musical. But the way your casting team works is you don't talk to each other. Each of you just casts one role, and we're going to see how that show works out. So, for example, so we're going to start our first show is we're going to cast Wicked. So I want to cast an Elphaba, a Glinda, and a Madame Morrible, because why not? We all know there's pretty Fieros in the world, but let's do Madame Morrible. So we're going to start with Ryan, then Nathaniel, and then Betsy. And you're going to pick one of those characters and just pick someone from the Broadway Plus platform who you think should be in that show. And it has to be somebody who has not yet been in Wicked.
Okay, well, Judy Kuhn, Madame Morrible.
Yeah.
Good choice, good choice. Nathaniel, who you got?
I'm gonna say Crystal Joy Brown, who's the current Eliza in Hamilton, for Glinda.
Nice.
Interesting choice. And Betsy, who do you have for Elphaba?
Great. She's very bubbly when she does meet and greets and events for us.
Oh, for sure. All right, who's your Elphaba? But it can't be any of the thousands of women who have played Elphaba.
Question on the planet for me.
Betsy Werble.
She's been in the show.
That's true. I mean, oh my god, I can't think of anybody right now. I wanted to say Billy Porter for Madame Morrible because that I'm really obsessed with.
A gift like yours to appear. TikTok is everything.
Okay, so Morgan Anita Wood, it's like her dream. I want to give her Elphaba.
There you go.
Right.
I just saw her in Hamilton in LA.
She's so good, and I want them to see her for it. She's so awesome. Good.
I love that. Okay, the next show is Legally Blonde, and we're casting an Elle Woods, we're casting a Werner, and we're casting a Equity President, whatever her character was named, because I like that upper
Vivian.
Vivian, thank you. So we're casting Elle Woods.
Even though we have the original Broadway cast on our platform, we still have to do
thank
this.
You,
correct. Even though we have all the original cast on our platform, we're still recasting. So if you were going to do a revival of Legally Blonde right now, and it was going to be Elle, Vivian, and Werner, who do we cast?
Definitely Nathaniel Hill as Elle Woods.
Great Broadway debut. Love that.
I don't know if I can hit the notes, but I will try. Definitely her crush, Ryan Vasquez, as Warner. Yes. So good. Yes. I can see it now.
Oh, yeah. He'd be great. And then who do you have for Vivian, Ryan?
Me?
Yeah, who do you cast?
You're technically on Broadway.
I'm actually not technically on Broadway.
Betsy is, though.
It's fine. Like, who originally played Vivian?
Occasional.
I mean, you are on the team page.
That's true. That counts.
Truth,
you have
truth,
the haircut.
Truth.
Okay. Oh, Tice Green is Vivian.
Currently in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Also a team member of Broadway Plus, but he would honestly be a good Vivian and he could hit the notes.
Would, yes.
He would option up every performance and we would be okay with it.
Although I would honestly like maybe do like a Desi Oakley situation.
Oh.
Okay, and the next one, which seems to always have fun with their casting decisions, is the musical Waitress. So if we were going to take the faux revival of Waitress and make a real revival of Waitress, because I don't know what they call it when it closes and then reopens, but it's not a revival. But let's say we're doing a real revival and we need to cast Jenna, we need to cast Dawn, and we need to cast Dr. Pomander. So Jenna, Dawn, and Dr. Pomander.
Well, I mean, Stephanie Torrens needs to be Jenna. Like
she's already played Jenna.
The whole time.
She needs to be a full-time.
Oh, you know what? Has she never had her own like official full-time? She's just been like the fill-in between.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know what? I'll give it to Stephanie because she's incredible. Stephanie Torrance.
Give her face on a playbill.
Amen.
She is in all the MTA subway stops right now.
Yes, she is. She's
awesome. I love that.
I have a good idea. Andrea Mackesett from Six as Dorn.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Okay, and then just Ryan
Vasquez. Did you see Ryan Vasquez again?
Original Broadway cast. He was
an understudy.
Julius Thomas III.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
That's really, really good. Okay, and the last question for Kevin's Corner. You guys have to pick any musical that the three of you could star in together and then cast yourselves.
Duh, Rent.
Okay, who would you all play?
I'm Joanne.
I'm Maureen.
They did that.
Mark.
That's actually spectacular.
That's actually really good casting. I'm really here for that.
Talent show, and they did Take Me or Leave Me at our last company talent show. It was epic.
Fancy.
That's amazing. And final question, because I just want to throw in another one. If you had to cast Brian and Kimberly in a musical, what show would you cast them in?
I mean, Brian is definitely in Man of La Mancha, for sure.
Oh.
Nominated for a Rising Star Award for it.
I was going to say, you don't know this, but like, that's like his favorite musical. And in high school, he was nominated for a Rising Star for that show.
Man, that's so incredible. Funny.
And Kimberly?
I think Kimberly's in Six.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. But you would definitely get your head chopped off. You'd be one of those girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Which queen are you, Kimberly?
Yeah, which one would you be?
A one woman six?
I'll be at the company talent show performing it. Thank you.
I would go for a one night concert of Barbara Streisand performs all parts of Six. I would see that.
I mean, Kevin, you could literally just say a night of Barbara Streisand performing blank, and
True, but I just think it would be really funny for her to be like, "Don't lose your head." Like everything about it would be so perfect, and I'd be here for it. And that has been Kevin's Corner.
Amazing.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. So we kind of got into it a little bit, but obviously you have seen a lot of shows that are, you know, now that Broadway's reopened, and you all probably have seen more than the average person, people deciding what to see. What do I go into the city? You know, I feel safe now. I want to go to a show. I guess, you know, Kevin included, because I know you've been seeing quite a bit too. You know, what are some of your favorites that you've seen so far? What are you looking forward to? Give us kind of your perspective of kind of the landscape of what Broadway looks like now in terms of the actual shows, as I'm sure you've seen quite a few of them at this point.
I would say our office favorite is Six.
Yeah.
We're working closely with them. We're launching their VIP package soon. And you can't go wrong. It's so great.
And we were pleasantly surprised by Mrs. Doubtfire last week. We were I loved it. It was amazing.
Cool.
So hard, yeah. And it was so sweet. It's such a great family show. Like, it's really touching, and I loved it.
I didn't get to go with the team last Friday. And so I asked everybody first thing this morning, and it was like an onslaught of just like, oh my God, it was great. I was like, wow, okay.
Yay. We're seeing it this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really excited. Yeah. Well, I think one of the exciting things about the landscape of Broadway right now, just to jump in, is I really think that there is something for everyone. And I know that sounds like a cheesy answer, but like there actually is right now, because like the landscape has been opened up, especially with everything that happened in 2020 that kind of illuminated a lot of issues that really need to be dealt with in the theater. There are more plays by people of color that are opening on Broadway than ever before. There are stories that are telling new and original perspectives on things across the board. So if you want to see like a classic Broadway show, if you want to see a new age Broadway show, if you want to see something that's challenging, like the ideas of what's happening today in our society and also on stage, like there's a choice for everyone. So I really think that it's exciting to look at Broadway now and see coming back how many options and opportunities they've brought to make Broadway accessible to everyone.
Well, Kevin,
so I really think that there's some really awesome opportunities to see whatever you want to see on Broadway right now.
So you say that there's something for everyone. I happen to have a list of everyone right here. So we're just going to go through all that and you tell them what to see, okay?
Perfect. I'm ready for it.
But what have you enjoyed, Kevin? I know you've seen a lot too.
Yeah, I have seen a lot. I agree with what they were saying about like our staff picks so far. I really enjoyed Carolina Change. I think it's an interesting kind of like tone poem of a piece. And I think if you're going for more of like a cerebral Broadway evening, that would be a choice for sure. And then other than that, like venture off Broadway, there's some great things off Broadway. I saw Little Shop of Horrors with friend of the show, Jeremy Jordan, and he was fantastic. I would also say Trevor, which is a new musical that is highlighting the story of the movie that inspired the Trevor Project. So there's some really great young, I'm sorry, what was that, Nathaniel?
I really liked Trevor as well. I thought it was really well done.
And I've talked about it on this show where I have problems with shows that are overwhelmingly children. I usually, like, I can't do Annie, I can't do Oliver.
Kevin does not like children, and tap dancing is his demise.
Those are like my two. No,
Boy from Oz is your nightmare.
Yeah, literally. Children and tap dancing is just like the no thank you, I'm out moment for me. Mm-hmm. But Trevor, the kids are so professional and so good. And it just, I really enjoyed the whole performance. So off Broadway, on Broadway, there's some great stuff to check out.
I also have to say, I went back to A Too Proud, and that show bangs. It is good. Like, it's so tight. There's so many great songs. The guys in it right now are unbelievable. What they do and for how long they do it. It's like really, really good show. And I recommend it a lot.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I've seen it.
We saw that pre-pandemic. That's definitely one that I would love to revisit. Just the energy in that room, I remember, just was so high. If the energy was high then, I can only imagine what it's like now, for sure.
And we work with Jelani Remy and Nick Walker on Broadway Plus, and they just are amazing. Like, to sing the notes that Jelani hits for 3 hours straight are amazing. Nick carries the show on his shoulders. It is really good.
That's something else I was going to add about the landscape of Broadway is that, you know, after being unemployed for 2 years and some of these artists were in the prime of their careers, literally, everyone's so appreciative of everything that's happening right now. And it's really special to witness in the Broadway community and on stage, because you can see it. You can see that people are so glad to be back at work. And it's definitely something that you need to see yourself, for sure.
Totally. What
yeah, I've cried immediately at every single show I've seen since coming back. I'm just like, there's people, they're doing it.
Kimberly, you have to bring extra scarves.
Yeah. Extra scarves. I cry into a scarf. I have to wear a scarf at the theater. I will never remember tissues.
What are we looking forward to? What's kind of on your radar? What are you excited about, in coming, you know, later this year, early next year? What really is kind of grabbing you?
Company.
That's what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for that.
We've been doing virtual events with like almost everyone in Company for 2 years now. So I'm excited to see them perform.
Yeah, seriously.
Mm-hmm. Tell me one of the last things I saw.
me interpreting the question a little bit differently. I didn't immediately go towards like, oh, what shows are coming to town?
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'm just really interested to or excited about where our company goes. I feel like so much of the past year was pivot after pivot after pivot and surviving those transition periods. And we all knew that like the fall was going to be a crazy moment where we had hit our stride with virtual. Like we figured it out. We knew what we were doing. And then all of a sudden everything started opening up in the fall and kind of faster than we always kind of knew that like, oh yeah, Broadway was coming back. And then all of a sudden it was announced and we had to kind of play catch up. And it's been really cool watching us adapt to that landscape and kind of form this hybrid business model. And so now that we're getting back into all of that stuff and the shows are officially opening, we've got our official VIP partnerships going. Just, I'm excited for us to have hit our stride, gotten all of our ducks in a row and just really hit the ground running come the new year. I mean, the holidays are going to be a really tricky, it's kind of all hands on deck, which is what I have always loved about working at a startup in a small company, but you know, and we're all extremely capable people, but to find that we've hit our stride and are just like a well-oiled machine, which we already are, but that's what I'm excited about.
Yeah. No, cool. We started a lot of stuff and now we're ready to settle into it.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
The only thing I want to add is because Britney was finally freed. I'm really excited to see the Britney Spears musical when it makes it to Broadway. I'm not really sure when it's coming. I don't think they've officially announced. Maybe it's coming in the spring. Like they've teased it, but like really excited for that one and to see how that plays out. I have a question because I work with you guys and I don't know this answer. And we often talk about this on Broadwasted. So you all are very passionate about the theater industry, but what was it as a child? Was there a show you saw? Was there like a pivotal moment? Or was there something that like you saw or experienced that was like, yeah, I want to be a part of this for the rest of my life. Whatever this crazy thing is, I want to do this. So like for each of you, do you have a moment or a show that like inspired that?
I mean, I sat in the front row of Les Miserables with my little brother when I was probably maybe 13, 14 years old. And when I came out, that's how old I am. And I did it like 25 years later. That's pretty cool. For me, it was really, really my high school experience. I did do black patent leather shoes, really reflect up a nice Jewish girl. Heights, Ohio. I did it my sophomore year of high school. And when I tell you that those 12 people that were in the leads with me are still my very best friends. I hung out with one yesterday. They inspire me to do anything in this life of mine, be on Broadway, work for Broadway Plus, be a director, be a producer, whatever. They inspire me to be creative in so many ways. And I'm so grateful for those people because I really believe that I wouldn't be here without them.
Who did you play in Black Patent Leather? That was my first professional gig outside of college.
I was Becky.
Yes, you were Little Fat Girls.
Yeah, I was a Little Fat Girl.
I was the one that sang like the.
I was cute in the second act.
Oh yeah, no, she gets totally cute. Oh. I was the one that does like the Elvis number at the prom.
Oh yeah, that's a good
Louie,
one.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun. Nathaniel and Ryan, what were your like pivotal moments?
I was in the sixth grade. I had a very choral director, and we performed a medley of songs from Hairspray at the middle school of a bunch of kids.
It's your favorite.
In Vermont. And that is why I really fell in love with Hairspray. The next year, it was my big dream was to come to New York and see it. We did. And to this day, it's my favorite show. And fun fact, I ran into that choral teacher at Flaming Saddles 15 years later.
Just so everyone knows, Flaming Saddles is a bar or restaurant establishment for the LGBTQ+ community.
Bar and or
known for its half-naked dancing on the bar in cowboy boots.
Yeah, just like Coyote Ugly, but like...
Dancing on the bar.
It's fine. And Ryan, what about you?
All right. Well, I don't really know if I had a moment. I am the youngest child, so always exhibited attention-seeking behavior. My two older twin sisters were very academically inclined, which isn't to say I was not, but priorities. And so kind of in like middle school, high school, I realized that performance was something that I was really good at. It was my thing, and it wasn't my sister's thing, and I really excelled at it. And so I kind of leaned into that being my thing and like what I could bring to the table and what I could contribute to, not just like our family, but society, sure. And so I really, you know, being at Duke, did the whole like, oh, maybe I'll be a psych major. Maybe I'll do anthropology. And then come my junior year, I was like, yeah, no, I'm just going to do theater. And that's what I'm going to commit. I kind of figured out early on, like the performance route wasn't really for me, but I still love being on a stage. Hand me a microphone, I'm good to go. But I love the business side of Broadway and you know, the organizational skills behind a company like Broadway Plus. And it's been amazing kind of finding a good marriage of my professional skill set and what I love in this world. And that's, you know, come to fruition with Broadway Plus.
Cool.
I love that.
Should we play a game?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's do it.
I have a game called Broadway Plus and Broadway Minus. I have a deck of Lights of Broadway show cards. These are all shows. So when it is your turn, you will draw two of them by just like telling me when to stop and I'll draw you a card because Zoom. You will draw two of them and you have to subtract something from one of the shows and add it to the other one.
Okay.
So if you want like the Oklahoma Dream Ballet in war paint, that's something you could do. Or if you want the costumes from one show into the other, I don't know. Kevin, do you want to go first and just explain?
I'll go first. I got us.
Game. I don't know. I make you go first all the time. All right. Say when.
When. And I love through Zoom, it's never actually when I say when, but.
True, true, true. Carousel, if it's not focusing.
Okay, carousel. Loves it.
Okay.
And when?
And a little night music.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I would take the song If I Loved You from Carousel, and I would take it into a little night music. So after she sings Send in the Clowns, and it's so sad, and it's like a really depressing moment. He then chooses her instead of choosing his wife, changing the story. And so he sings, If I Loved You, to her. And then it's their beautiful moment. They get to be happy. Because Sondheim doesn't like writing happy musicals, which I love him, and he's my favorite. But like, let's give him another happy Saturday night like moment. So like, this will be a happy moment where they'll get together because of that song.
Right. For bonus points, you can subtract something from night music and put it in Carousel.
Okay, I will subtract the old woman. I'll subtract the old woman in the wheelchair, and put her into Carousel and have her sing. Is June Is Busting Out All Over from Carousel or Oklahoma?
Carousel.
Carousel.
Carousel. So she'll sing June Is Busting Out All Over, and that'll be fine.
Great.
Down, down, down.
Oh, he really froze.
Oh no!
He froze. Oh, no. Oh, there you are.
You all froze for me. I'm back.
Okay, that was scary.
Brian, do you want to turn?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, say when.
When?
Oh, who's going?
Who's going?
Oh, Brian. Sorry.
All right.
Huh?
All right. Am I frozen? Brian's going, and then they'll go.
Yes. Okay. Sorry. Say when again.
When.
Sideshow.
Okay.
And again?
Sideshow, the best musical ever.
When?
Look at the end of the end. And Hello, Dolly.
Okay.
Can you just take Daisy and attach her to Dolly?
Yeah, I was thinking of doing something like that.
Dolly! I love it.
Yeah, I'm going to take... So I'm actually going to take... The
the concept of Siamese twins from Sideshow and put it into Hello Dolly. Twice. So Irene and Dolly are attached together, but so are the boys.
Ooh.
Wow. Wait, are you talking about that Horace Vandegelder is attached to the boy that gets with Irene Molloy? Or are you talking about Irene Molloy's boyfriend is attached to like the little?
So originally I was thinking of the boys, but I think it's Horace and what's his name?
Cornelius
Tackle.
And you have to stage that thing knowing that everybody is connected to each other.
Wow. Put on your
sun. Amazing.
Yeah. And they have to put on their Sunday clothes like together. It's like a weird. And then after the song, you're like, oh no, we put on our Saturday clothes one more time. And they have to do it again.
And then they put on the Sideshow costumes with like the tattoos.
Yes.
And all that stuff.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm very into this. Yeah.
And so also, it's kind of
Hello Dolly Dolly.
Or just Hello Dollies.
Hello Dolly Dolly.
Yeah, hello Dolly Dolly.
hello Dolly Dolly show.
Or Hello Dolly, Hello Dolly.
Show.
Just one show. hello Dolly Dolly show.
Yeah. Exclamation point.
Oh my goodness. Perfect. Ryan, Nathaniel, and Betsy, do you want individual turns or to work as a group?
Group.
Well, if they're doing a group, they have to do two.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do two.
We'll do two.
Okay, great. Ready? Say when.
When.
War paint.
Okay.
And say when.
When.
And Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Wow.
Ooh.
Tap shoes. Tap it.
Okay. No!
Christy never saw tap dancing.
Every just tap dancing has to be included.
Okay, Patti LuPone and Christy Never Saw have a 10-minute dance number. Tap number.
Because all the shows need is one more pointless tap number.
Obviously. And then what?
And...
Yeah.
It's called Thoroughly Modern Paint.
What can you take from war paint into Millie?
Wait, an airplane? And the ensemble is trying to do their makeup while they're tapping?
I didn't see war paint.
I didn't either.
I was doing
makeup. Like, I'm like,
same producer.
I have no excuses.
Take one of those. You should take the blocking of the two women standing back to back the entire show and bring that into the other show.
The fact that I like stand my ground on Starlight Express being my favorite musical should tell you something about my knowledge of musicals.
Wait, have you gone to Germany and seen the German production in the theater that's like built for it?
No, not recently. I saw it when my family lived in London, and in the song where she like spells out uncoupled you out. I've been UNCOUPLED. She ends the song with saying go away, UBASTARD. And then it's like curtain and intermission. And I turn to my mom. I had an adorable British accent at the time. And I go, Mommy, what's a bastard? And she was like, we'll talk about it later.
British accent as a child?
And lazy eye. I was so cute.
wait, but why did you have a British accent?
What?
Because I moved back to the States when I was like 5. And so, of course, I lost it. Anyone who lived in London when they were between the ages of 1 and 5 and still has a British accent, it's fake. Mummy.
Mummy.
I mean, that is
true. Wait, now I have to ask Nathaniel and Betsy, have you ever had other accents?
You were going for 13
no.
years? I never knew that.
No, but when I got back from Ireland after 10 days, I had a little bit of an Irish lilt. Like a little bit of a.
Sure. Are you sure you weren't just still drunk from being in Ireland?
Very possible. I think it was just me trying to fit in with the locals and me trying to like. Not
yeah.
See. Yeah. It's totally. Like an actor thing. I feel like I remember in summer camp, one of my counselors was from Louisiana, and like a week into summer camp, she was like, Kimberly, you have a Southern accent. What's happening? She was like, And I was like, it's only when I talk to you. I just want to sound the same.
Yeah, I had a Canadian accent because I lived in Toronto for 6 months when I did Les Mis with Cole Wilkinson, I must have to say, and I had a little bit of a Canadian accent because, you know, you just start talking like them. You're like, hey, and you're like,
Going to college in North Carolina, the one they teach you that it is okay for Northerners to say y'all, and we should say y'all a lot. But that's all we're allowed.
Still to this day, I'll say y'all.
Well, when I was in fourth grade, a kid moved to our school who could speak French, and I was jealous, so I said I could too. And so my way of speaking French was I just said Jacques de Floc de Mac de Ne over and over again because it sounded French. And the kid kept saying that I didn't understand me, and I was like, well, then you don't speak real French. And it was a whole thing. I got in trouble. The principal called. My mom had to admit that I don't speak French. It was like a whole thing.
Kevin, stop bullying the kids.
I know. Betsy constantly has to tell me to stop bullying the children in our office.
Kevin,
they're not real
always,
children. They're like adults.
Kevin has always hated kids, even when he was a kid.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. I'm the worst.
Did this French kid tap? Did this French kid tap? Because we could draw everything back to this moment.
We really could. It's not the fact that tap dancing's fine, they're talented, whatever. It's the fact that no one should be wearing those shoes in the moments when they start tapping. Like, why were you wearing clickety-clack shoes all day just for this moment? That's not real. Like, I will believe that, like, music starts and people start singing, like, from the heavens. But, like, I will never believe that you put on your clickety-clack shoes just because today. Like, I will just never believe that moment.
Do you believe that, like, someone quick-rigged their dress for a quick change at a party?
Absolutely, because, like,
have you met
Instagram? Yeah, Ryan would do that for... Ryan had 12 dress changes at our plus party. Like,
well, Kevin, it looks like I'm just going to have to wear tap shoes to every party we ever go to. And just like, walk around in tap shoes.
That's all I need. And especially when it's like, hey, we're on a farm. Let's tap together on, like, the grass. And it's like, you can't make tap noises on grass. Why are you tapping in a farm? Like, it's just, these things bother me.
You don't know that they didn't finish raising the barn and, like, have wood on the ground, you know?
Like, but that would have to be part of the dialogue. There would have to be a moment where a character says, we've decided to put down this wood floor on this barn here so we can have clickety-clack shoes. And then I will believe the tap dancing.
Interesting.
Very aggressive against tap dancing.
I know. I don't know why.
Welcome to the show.
It's his hill.
It's my hill, and I'm willing to die on it.
Does anybody else have any hills? What are your hills?
Does anyone else hate something as passionately as I hate tap dancing?
Well, no, it doesn't have to be hate. It could be like, I think that this musical that nobody else likes is the pinnacle of XYZ.
Well, first of all, my last name is Hill. Second of all, I saw Jesus Christ Superstar last week, and I really don't like that show, but it was an amazing production of it.
The tour.
Oh, sure.
He didn't know a certain character from Jesus Christ Superstar was the bad guy. And someone in the office was like, have you checked the Bible?
Not recently.
I don't think I would know who's saying Jesus.
Was it Judas?
I know who Judas is.
No, it was Pontius Pilate. Was it Pontius Pilate?
Oh, it was one of Judas's lackeys named Annas. I think that's pretty obscure.
Oh, yeah, he's scary. Oh,
yeah, I wouldn't know that.
Oh, yeah, that's maybe. Yeah.
I don't know.
I was wrongly crucified. Anywho.
Yeah. Okay, last question. Greatest belter of all time.
Are we playing one more round of Broadway plus Broadway?
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want another Broadway minus?
I know, I just pretended we were in Kevin's corner for a second. Who's the best Broadway belter of all time?
My game. All time belter?
All time.
The Little Mermaid, she invented it.
I mean, I did just see Jessica Bosk at Carnegie Hall.
That's your hill?
Carnegie Hall is your hill.
Cheers. Well, and Jessica Bosk performed at the Times Square.
Yeah, that we went to the Broadway's back.
She was so good.
On the Jessica Bosk train. Yeah.
She's so good.
All time? I don't know. It's so hard.
I mean, probably would to be...
Is there any cool?
There's no right or wrong answer unless you say Linda Eder. That's the right answer.
Oh, Barbara. Yes. I mean, yeah, Barbara, Patty, Bernadette,
Ethel.
Adele.
No. Okay. After Adele, we can do another round of the game.
Oh, God. And we can all work together on this one. So just someone say one.
That's actually
the
answer.
Huh? Stop. I didn't start going yet.
Yeah, stop. Oh, Shoshana's good, too. They're all
Lakash.
Good. Okay.
Okay.
And...
Stop.
Miss Saigon, specifically the 2017 revival.
Obviously, it's an all drag version of Miss Saigon.
Yes!
100%.
Yeah.
That's so good.
There's no other answer. That's the hill.
Does that mean that Chris and the engineer are played by drag kings?
Yes.
Wow.
The heat is on.
The helicopter is made out of bras.
The helicopters is a RuPaul challenge that gets to be put onto the Broadway stage.
No, that's how they decide who gets on the helicopters, who wins the snatch game during the show.
That's how they decide who's Saigon.
It's a game within a game.
Yeah, game within a game.
Show within a show, game within a game. Man. We did it.
Wow. I'm telling you.
Exactly. Broadway Plus and Broadway Minus.
That's so fun. Thanks, Kimberly. If they created a Miss Saigon that was a choose your own adventure Broadway experience.
Yeah.
Work on it, guys.
But I would feel bad because the audience would all vote to like screw over Ellen, and it's not her fault.
That's why you feel bad? Not the people paid for something and getting something completely different?
I mean, no, not that. Just the part about Ellen. That's all I get.
Yeah, totally, totally.
All right,
totally.
We'll discuss later, Kevin.
Yeah, I love this idea. I'm very into this. Well, on that note, that actually brings us to the end of our episode. As a reminder, check out BroadwayPlus.com. Check out all they have to offer there. It's spectacular. And you know you're in good hands because you've heard them here. But again, thank you so much to the three of you. We know how busy you are. We really appreciate you taking time out of your day to hang out with us. So thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
And where can we find you guys on social media? Where can we find Broadway Plus?
At Broadway Plus, and I am at NW Hill.
And I am at Murph Pub, MURFPUP. And I'm at Betsy Werbel.
Murph Pub on TikTok has 8 million views, something like that.
Oh, no, like more than 10 million views.
Wow.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
That's a good follow. Okay.
Before I found my way to Broadway Plus, I was, you know, moved to part-time in my other job. And what else do you do when you've got half of a day? You go on TikTok and figure out how to somehow go viral. So
you need to watch her TikTok.
Whoops.
Are you Murph Pup on TikTok too?
Yep, Murph Pup on TikTok.
Love Yay. It.
I love that. Set. We'll check it out.
Cool. Thanks. Well, thank you. Of course, and we end every episode with a quote, and that is, jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Follow us at Broadway Set on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, all that fun stuff. Join our Facebook group run by Kevin. You can also, of course, find us on Patreon. We have some awesome stuff there. And then, you know, we are a podcast, so find us on things like Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Rate and review us there. 5 stars, please.
And thank you.
Again, thank you so much for joining us. Again, BroadwayPlus.com. And as we end every episode, we raise a glass and we say,
Zoot-doo-wah-bum.
Cheers.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.